I'm curious what your discussions and thoughts have been about the WIND study that was presented by Rowan Schabowski last year, looking at dietary fat reduction, talking about, you know, trying to find funding for trials. I can't imagine where you'd find funding to do something like that. But what were your thoughts about those data? And have you talked about maybe somehow incorporating that into what you do?
Yeah, Rowan had the misfortune of being in a plenary session right after all the Herceptin data got presented. So he was in a large room where there couldn't have been more than 200 people in there. But I was there. I heard it. I thought it was very exciting. He did a very nice, well-conducted trial reducing dietary fat and saw the same kind of magnitude of improvement in disease-free survival that we've seen with chemotherapy interventions. But he lost his funding. Even as the thing was becoming mature, he lost his R01 grant and really had a scramble to try to come up and do the follow-up and present that. So he did make the Today Show, got interviewed by Katie Couric. But I think it's sort of one of those interesting things, but you know, most oncologists think just sort of set it aside.
Is it something that you bring up to your patients?
I'm probably just as guilty as everyone else in not bringing that up. I mean, you know, patients always do have those questions about diet and what should we do, change our lifestyle to keep the cancer from coming back. And I guess that is part of the discussion. It could try to reduce their dietary fat. You know, I think the interesting part was it wasn't just drastic weight loss. It was really a reduction in dietary fat that persisted, but it was a very labor-intensive effort of counseling to kind of keep those patients on that fat restriction diet, and it appeared to make a benefit.
And the interesting thing was, they actually saw more benefit in ER-negative tumors, which is a little bit counterintuitive.
Yes, that's correct.
It's just kind of, you know, reflecting what you just said about funding, it's just kind of interesting that when an intervention comes along that, you know, nobody's really going to profit by, it looks like it kind of dies. I mean, if we'd seen those kind of curves with a, you know, pharmacologic agent, I would imagine somebody would have been all over it.
No, absolutely. If it was a drug that did that, people would be jumping on it. Stock would be skyrocketing.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, it was funny too, because, you know, at the same time, they were presenting the data in colon cancer from the trial looking at IFL versus 5-FU alone. It was a flop. It didn't work. But then they reported an interesting subset analysis or analysis based on the data that had come into the trial showing that there was a marked correlation between exercise and relapse rate. Almost a 50% decrease in relapse rate in people who exercised regularly. And again, you know, nobody noticed it. If the IFL part of the study had to show the same thing, we'd be using IFL right now.
Yeah, it is interesting how that works. You have to have a sponsor.